sonic boom. Plans were made by the bankers in the back room. Get the president out of the way and hire Stanley Kubrick under the Masonic moon.
All right. Well, good morning, folks. And how does that have anything to do with Texas or Texas independence or the world around us? Yeah, there's the bit bucket, the world around us. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm Steve O'Brien. And yeah, there might be a lull in Texas independence at this point in time. But these things have a tendency to fire up at, you know, any moment. Did you think you'd be talking about California exiting the United States of America and actually seriously think about that? Well, anyway, so during these downtimes, these lulls, and I'm sure there's backroom things that are going on. Everybody's waiting for the next wave, the next little swish, the change. Everybody's watching this new guy. He's called Trump. You know, he got elected to the corporate United States of America, and he's got a pen, kind of like Obama's pen, except he's writing different stuff, and they're like pissed. The one thing they don't understand, the one thing that I see, is you're not supposed to make laws and make changes like that. This has been a fallacy, but we do live in a corporate United States of America, not a constitutional republic. Y'all might get that. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting. And, you know, more of the people around me actually understand the world around me. That's maybe why we talk. This guy named George Soros, right? He's that Jewish guy that turned in all of his friends and neighbors during World War II and, well, became a billionaire, goes around the world taking over countries. Nobody knew his name last year. Now I hear his name echoed in the halls of different clients. So we are going somewhere, folks. Everything's out in the open with Donald Trump coming onto the corporate U.S. presidency role. You know, we've got these new class of individuals. We call them the snowflakes. We call them lots of things. We watch them burn stuff and protest with pussies on their head. Well, no, they have a pussy hat. And I did not choose to share that word on the air. But George Soros did fund all those hats that he sent to Donald Trump's inauguration, and now it's a meme. And it's like, man, you're such a dick, George. Anyways, the corporate U.S. should join the list of countries that try to keep him out. I don't know that they're gonna, man. Okay, that's enough of my rant. We will be getting into more on Stanley Kubrick, and I'll show you how this is all relevant to the world around us, because, you know, everything's connected. Everything's connected, and if you find the threads, you just kind of, like, slide through them, and it's really that easy. Well, let's go with Alan. What's up, Alan? You there?
Just hanging here in the background, waiting to jump in sometime, yeah.
Sorry about that. That was kind of long. Hey, man, we also talked this week about Fukushima, and I did a little bit more research. See, Fukushima came online again as a potential end-of-the-world ender, right? You know, Fukushima, man, what year was that, Alan? 2011,
yeah.
Yeah, yep. So when Fukushima happened in 2011... well, I wondered if the world was going to die. Now I wonder if it's going to die from Fukushima later. Well, it turns out that they are telling us now that there's more radiation than they've ever measured before coming from Fukushima. And it's like, well, but that's only because we've never tried to measure it like this or from here. So it's okay, folks. It's all normal, even though there's more. Huh. What do you think about that, Alan? What do you think about Fukushima?
Well, I don't know. You know, Jeff Rentz every Monday does a report on this with a couple of guys. One of them is a journalist. The other one is a marine biologist. Well, I don't know if he's a marine biologist, but he's a diver and has gone along the Pacific coast over there, you know, looking at the tidal pools and saying that basically there is apparently no life basically left in these tidal pools anymore. So if, according to them, the Pacific Ocean is basically a dead zone, at least the North Pacific at the time being.
If it gets worse, what happens if a rod hits the, you know, the seawater?
Well, you know, yeah, in the, I would think it was building four is the one that was, you know, for some reason when they use these rods after they're used up, you know, they're still highly radioactive and more deadly than ever. But for some reason they were storing them above the reactor building in a, you know, cooling pool somehow, some, I don't know how many feet off the ground. But apparently this building four was in a danger of falling over and, yeah, spilling the rods everywhere. But it's reactor one and three, who's supposedly the corium is, you know, it's gone critical and it's melting, well, I guess basically not towards China, but more towards us. So it might come through up from the ground into the United States sometime. We'll have the United States syndrome instead of the China syndrome.
Yeah, man, it's kind of fascinating. I know I was looking at it for a little bit, but, you know, I don't know. Just like what happened in 2011 when Fukushima went off. You go, radiation coming over here, it's going to fly across the Pacific, go through Washington, come, and it might come down to Texas, because we get two forms of air currents here in Texas. One up from the Gulf Coast or from Mexico, and the second from, you know, upper the north side of the U.S. Yeah, so I'm kind of like going, well, sooner or later it's going to start spewing our way, so we're just dead, right? You know, and nobody's really addressing that over in Fukushima, and maybe we're supposed to be looking at breads and circuses.
No, well, there's all kinds of nice little mutant animals and plants and stuff over there apparently now, and but don't worry, folks, they're going to start growing produce in Fukushima region again and proceeding to give the world their love present.
Hey, what do you think, Doc? You like Fukushima?
Well, it's kind of scary, and we had a comment the other day that why was the Russians able to deal with Chernobyl and turn it around and get it back to normal and healthy, yet the Japanese, who are very technically smart, haven't been able to take care of this problem? But a lot of questions.
Chernobyl is not dead and out, because I've seen a couple of documentaries on it where actually it's down to the point now to where they're actually having some tourism over there. They whisk people in there and they look around Chernobyl, you know, all the empty school rooms and the houses and the apartment buildings and everything. But that is still going too. It just didn't go super critical. They're in the process of, I believe, of building a new sarcophagus over that concrete dome that they put over to start with, because the neutron bombardment has basically turned that into dust and is powdering and crumbling that away. So Chernobyl is actually still there. There's nothing in that region that really that's living. There's a lot of mutant stuff over there too. Fukushima. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I'd just say I saw something on the Travel Channel recently, and like you said, they're going back over, and they were talking about surrounding communities starting to grow crops again, and evidently they're working on it a lot more than what we're hearing about Fukushima, which concerns me.
Well, one of the things that I, and before we move on, if we move on, who knows, because this is kind of important, they're only pouring stuff on top. They're not actually going down underneath. And, you know, reactors, well, they're designed to control the rod, per se, all the way around it. And so if we pour a whole bunch of concrete on top, it's still going down, right? You know, it's going down, down, down. Now, Chernobyl, you could dig underneath, allegedly, and maybe pour concrete there. Maybe they think that the Earth is going to be a good enough conductor, insulator. I don't know. But in Japan, man, you know, they're on an island. That's crazy. It's going to hit the water. But maybe it won't. Maybe I'm just an extremist. What do you think, Doc?
Yeah, well, you know, all these nuke plants are all built along a major source of water. You know, I when I grew up in Arkansas, we had, you know, Nuclear One up there. It's sitting right on, right down there in the Arkansas River Valley, you know, just waiting for, I guess, the New Madrid to let go, and then the whole Mississippi River from where the Arkansas meets, it'll be contaminated all the way down through across this country. Who knows? It's but I was wondering a little bit later if I'd like to put out a call, because I wonder how many people actually watched the Fukushima live like I did. I just happened to flick over to Al Jazeera that night at about 12:30 after we got done talking and watched this wave. I was like, what the hell is that? What's going on here? And all, then I figured out what it was. It was this wave just running boats and houses and cars and buildings and everything and just churning it and grinding it and watching doors open up and people seeing it coming and closing their door like that's going to stop it, you know, and then that building is gone. And it's just churning up and grinding and destroying and taking cars. And
you know what I remember?
That reports that two people have died. And I'm like, man, I've just watched like a few thousand die. What are you talking about, two?
Right, because they said that, right, as a wave took out an entire bridge full of cars.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're still alive, right? Whoa. A lot of trauma.
Al Jazeera have a long-distance stabilized camera in a plane up there. Just happened to be at that point in time watching all this happen. I mean, they would zoom in, you'd see the whirlpool out there, and then they'd watch the wave, you know, the wave rolling in more and destroying and grinding. And they, you know, pan over to this tank farm that was on fire. Man, when that went off, that was just one hell of an explosion. My God.
Man, I forget what was going on in the political arena around that time. I remember Benjamin Fulford was talking about he was saying that the Japanese mafia was getting sick and tired of the New World Order. And they were going to do something about it. And then all of a sudden, wow. I don't know. Is any of that true? Is Benjamin Fulford even a credible source? I think he might be. What do you think, Alan?
That's a good question. You know, I hear him periodically on and off. It's hard to say. You know, it's information. All you can do is take it and file it back of your brain and wait till something either corroborates or dispels it.
Yeah. You know, we opened with Stanley Kubrick's, the music from Kubrick's Odyssey. It's a story. It tells a story about a story. It tells a story about how one man believes that Stanley Kubrick faked the moon landings. And it was a really good... it was an interesting show, you know, as I watched it and I went, whoa, okay, coincidence. And so, God, I forget the author of that. Did you happen to look into that, Dave? Do you remember his name, the writer?
I thought it said J.M. or something like
that. Jay Widener, I believe it was. But he made a lot of interesting points. And one of the points was we didn't go to the moon. Now, this wasn't the first time that I'd actually bumped into that that theory, all the questions surrounding that and the lies that we've been told since we were kids. I could argue that, man, a lot of the stuff that you've been told about everything isn't true. And trying to, man, is it 10% is real? 50, 60, who knows? But the reality manufacturers are out there in today. They're the ones when Fukushima, the waves hit Fukushima, whether the waves were created, not created, took out Fukushima, all of a sudden the radiation levels go up, boom. They say, well, man, that's okay because we decided that you can take more radiation. So turn up your dial. It's coming, right? Or they just turned off the net altogether because I remember they did that. But it's the reality manufacturers. They shift your consciousness and whatnot. At the beginning of the clip, you got JFK sitting there going, we're going to the moon. Yes, we are. We're big, big lie. In my eyes, you might believe that the moon landings are real, and you might have a calculator that will allow you to prove that. I have a lot of questions. a lot of people have a lot of questions and they go so many different angles. The only thing you can come back to is NASA lies, right? So then they go, well, you're not worth even talking about because you just think we're liars. And, well, you are. So Hollywood is also involved in this, what, conspiracy? Yeah, I think it is a conspiracy. It's really not a theory. They all work together. And I'm going to play a clip here in a few minutes. And we'll deal with that. But we're going to be having a long show. You can call into the show if you want to talk about anything. Tell me that the moon landing was actually real. Tell me that Texas should stay. Oh, tell me that California should go. 1-800-313-9443. Because California is getting an awful lot of support from other parts of the United States saying, hey, man, you're right. Go. Take your socialist beliefs and get out of here. But it's not only Californians' fault. California is drowning in misinformation from the corporate media as well as the government itself. Walk into California and the mind control can be felt. It's down your, oh man, it's tough. But they really think it's real. Now, they're watching on TV that the new president, corporate Trump, he's now in charge, and there's these snowflakes. They're protesting him at every turn. Today is Super Bowl day, folks. This is a very nondescript Super Bowl. Ain't nobody, ain't nothing really on the line except Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is going to be showing up for the Super Bowl, and what's she going to do? Is she going to do a Trumpy Trump, Trump, Trump? Is she going to love on him? Is she going to rub her crotch? Yeah, she probably will. That's all she does, right? But, you know, it's stupid. It's breads and circuses. Now we're focusing on this when we're not focusing on the fact that, well, Donald Trump is making changes in the corporate U.S. Sure, he's making them the wrong ways. He's making them like a dictator. He's doing stupid things like trying to cover up the wound while the knife's still in there. Well, in the corporate United States of America, you got this thing, and it's called interventionalism, and we're around the globe killing people and bombing them. And he hasn't figured that that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is the welfare thing, right? Giving people incentive to come to the United States of America. Not the 501c3. He did address that one. The H-1B visas. Let's get foreigners to come to the United States that'll work for cheaper because we say we can't find anybody. See, I was there, guys, on the beginning of the H-1Bs and importing of labor. Slave labor would be a good term for that, too. As I watched friends around me in the IT industry get laid off because they got some guy from India with a H-1B visa to come over to work for the corporation so he can eventually get access to becoming a servant of the United States or citizen, as you will, or would, or whatever. So they were doing that. And on the second hand, I mean, this is, like you say, Alan, it's just what a strategy. Meanwhile, they're Common Core-ing everybody and screaming with their arms up, we can't find nothing but stupid people. You know, we have to go to India. So he's not addressing those fronts, right? He's not taking the dang knife out of the wound. That's why I see, you know, Texas independence as getting ready to start rising again. Well, I don't know. Does anybody see the fact that they come over here because we bomb them over there? We don't have the support for a lot of these high-tech jobs because we don't teach anybody anything? Doc, it frustrates the hell out of me. Now, we'll find out what you think, Doc, on the other side. Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, it helps when you take the mute off, guys, honestly. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we have a chat room. It's the unofficial chat, right? Because what's official here? republicoftexas.chattango.com. That's republicoftexas.chattango.com. There's a bunch of folks out there, and, you know, we'll throw links and whatever into it as we can. But reality manufacturers, I say that a lot, I seem to, or at least I feel I do, and I think it's a very very important subject. And while I can't cover Texas independence news, I can tell you a little bit about like whatever I can. But I get really pissed off. I wanted to go to you, you know, and go to you, Doc, and see what your thoughts are, you know, because we're covering things all sorts of different, well, not really sideways, I think.
Well, I agree with you. I wish Trump didn't have to use the executive order, because I don't think that's good for anybody in the long run. But I think what has happened is he came in and there's so many intentional fires set by the administration before him and even the administration before them that he's got to do something to circle the troops and get a rally behind good things again. And he already brought more jobs online in his first month than they ever would have dreamed. So I really believe that this isn't part of the script anymore. I think there's too much protest and things going on that he really upset the apple cart. So I'm very optimistic. I continue to hope that good things happen. And the fact that a few of these liberal judges are stepping in with stays tells me he's not part of the system. All those prima donnas up there, professional politicians, showed up wearing a tux, and Trump showed up in a polo shirt and golf pants. So I think he's a fish out of water, and in the long run, I think it's going to be a good thing. But I wish we didn't have to do this executive order stuff.
Well, yeah, do the ends justify the means? Alan, what do you think? Those little executive orders?
Well, you know, this kind of goes along with this whole thing of the executive office of our government system being able to create bureaus, you know, agencies, administrations. And what are the ones who really bring stuff down on us? We have the FBI, the CIA, and all these administrations and bureaus which are created and under the executive office. They are not under the Constitution. The president is under the Constitution, supposedly, but the bureaus and the agencies and everything are created under the executive office, so they answer only to the president. They really have no other bounds than what the president says they can do. Do I trust any of this crap? No. It's all designed to increase the bureaucracy and keep it growing, which what is what happens to a government system every time on this planet, every go-around that we've been through so far. I'm sorry to say, but we lose sight. Things get too easy, and life becomes too comfortable, and everyone gets the attitude that we're the greatest, most advanced nation on this planet, and it can never happen to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was it? Who's that chick, Doc, that Trump fired recently? It was her chief law enforcement chick, an attorney general.
Yeah, she was the assistant attorney general for the Department of Injustice, and she refused to follow his executive order. You know, one thing I agree, Alan, if you see him do an executive order that says we're going back to the Constitution and that's it, then you know we've really made a difference and we've turned the corner. But he fired that chick because she wouldn't do what she was told to do, and it looks like what he's doing, even though I don't like it a whole lot, is constitutional.
Well, she claimed that it was, quote, unlawful. And it might have been unlawful, but it might not have been illegal. It might have been fully legal under the statutory system. I don't know. I don't have, you know, man, the stacks of paperwork that they've put together to bind us to the corporate United States of America is huge. Oh, and it's just like, it's overwhelming. Can people support a lot of this shenanigans? Trump, does he actually think this is the way a government is supposed to run? I don't know. Maybe he does. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. We're going to bring on a guest and, well, keep going straight ahead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
La la, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, so reality manufacturers. I think that's what this show is going to be about. And we're going to bring on our guest real quick before I go to a clip I wanted you guys to hear. Joe Lawrence, are you there?
I am here. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Dave. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Alan. Good morning, RBN. How is everybody doing today?
We're doing okay. Alan, you still good?
Another day in the life. Doing good.
Woo! Day in the life.
Hey, so throwing in the bunker.
Yeah, you've got a bunker. That's cute. Oh, we got a friend in town. He has a bunker, too. It's a 55-gallon drum. He plans on, you know, crawling into it when the nukes go off and, well, surviving for however many days. That's not my way out, but hey, whatever. Lots of people have different bunkers.
Yeah, hey, right. So,
hey, I want to play this clip. This is Michael Kukau.
Yeah, the physicist.
he's a theoretical physicist. That means that his thoughts are all make-believe. And, you know, maybe they, you know, come together. Now, one of the things that I noticed on this clip is he actually takes credit for that movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey. And he claims that we was a general term for theoretical physicists, when really Stanley Kubrick worked with Arthur C. Clarke to come up with some of the concepts behind it. But he claims to be involved in it. Anyways, guys, this is really a globalist clip. We're going to frame the rest of this around it. Hey, Sam, if you got it, go ahead and spin it.
When we physicists look in outer space for alien life, we don't look for little green men. We look for type 1, type 2, and type 3 civilizations. A type 1 civilization has harnessed planetary power. They control earthquakes, the weather, volcanoes. They have cities on the ocean. Anything planetary, they control. That's type 1. A type 2 civilization is stellar. They've exhausted the power of a planet, and they get their energy directly from their mother star. Theos don't get a suntan on a weekend. They use solar flares. They use the power of the sun itself to energize their huge machines. Eventually, they exhaust the power of a star, and they go galactic. They harness the power of billions of stars within a galaxy. Now, for example, Buck Rogers would correspond to a Type 1 civilization, a planetary civilization. Star Trek and the Federation of Planets, who have colonized a few star systems, will correspond to a Type 2 system. And the Empire of Star Wars would correspond to a Type 3 civilization. Now, what are we on this scale? We are Type 0. We don't even rate on this scale. We get our energy from, not from stars or galaxies, we get our energy from dead plants, oil and coal. But we can calculate when we will attain Type 1 status, in about 100 years. Now, every time I read the newspaper, I see evidence of this historic transition from Type 0 to Type 1. And I am privileged to be alive in the most important era in the history of the human race, the transition from Type 0 to Type 1. I read the newspaper, and I see evidence of this everywhere. What is the European Union? The European Union has been formed to oppose NAFTA, that is, the United States, Canada, and Mexico. But why? Because we're seeing the beginnings of a Type 1 economy. Huge planetary trading blocks are the beginnings of a Type 1 economy. And what language will this Type 1 economy speak? Everywhere I go around the world, I find that the elites all speak English as a second language. In the future, the planet Earth will be like that. Everyone will speak their own native language, but on top of that, there will be a Type 1 language, probably English. There's also going to be a Type 1 culture and a Type 1 political system as well. You can go anywhere on the planet Earth and show people pictures of two individuals that are instantly recognizable by any human: Madonna and Arnold Schwarzenegger. In other words, we're talking about Hollywood movies. We're talking about rock and roll, rap music, blue jeans. That's going to be the planetary culture of the planet Earth. And what is the Internet? The Internet is the beginning of a Type 1 telephone system. That's all it is. And so this transition is perhaps the most important transition of all time. Some people don't want it. They fear this transition, because this transition is to a planetary civilization tolerant of many cultures. These are the terrorists. In their gut, they fear this, because they know they are witnessing the birth pangs of a beginning of a new planetary civilization, and the terrorists want nothing to do with it. This transition is also the most important, because it's not clear if we're going to make it. When we look in outer space, we see no evidence of Type 1, 2, or 3 anywhere. No evidence whatsoever. The mathematics say that there should be thousands of Type 1, 2, and 3 civilizations in the galaxy. We see no evidence of any whatsoever. And why is that? Because the transition from type 0 to type 1 is the most dangerous of all transitions. We may not make it. It's a race against time. On one hand, we have the forces of integration, the forces of tolerance, a multicultural fabric emerging before our eyes. On the other hand, we have weapons of mass destruction, germ warfare, nuclear warfare, also the rise of international terrorism. They are obstacles to reaching a type 1 civilization. So in other words, perhaps they didn't make it in outer space. If one day we have starships and visit other star systems, perhaps we'll find planets whose atmospheres are irradiated or whose atmospheres are too hot to bear life because they did not make the transition from type 0 to type 1. Now, by the time you're type 2, you are immortal. Nothing known to science can destroy a type 2 civilization. Even a supernova cannot destroy a type 2 civilization. They'll either move their home planet or they'll simply stop the nuclear fires from exploding. And by the time a civilization becomes galactic, they may in fact have the ability to control the fate of the galaxy itself. By the way, if you're type 3, you will explore the galaxy not by sending Captain Kirk on an Enterprise hopping from star system to star system. That would take millions of years to explore the Milky Way galaxy. The way you do it is you would create a robot. Have the robot land on a moon. It would create a factory. It would make millions of copies of itself on this moon, which is quite stable, and send these to other moons. Then each of these would create another factory. Starting with one robot, you would have a million, then a million million, and a million million million, until you had a sphere expanding near the speed of light, containing trillions of these robots. They would land on a moon and simply wait. Wait for a type 0 civilization to become type 1. Now, where have you seen that before? This is the basis of the movie 2001. The movie 2001 is perhaps the most authentic rendition of the encounter of a type 0 civilization with a type 3 civilization. Now, at the beginning of the movie, Stanley Kubrick interviewed many leading astronomers and scientists, and we laid out this scenario that the most efficient way to colonize a galaxy is to send robots, have them land on the moon, and create a factory, and then they would shoot out and colonize other moons. But at the last minute, Kubrick cut the first 5 minutes of his own film, and the film became super mystical. But the next time you see that movie, realize that the monolith on the moon is perhaps a remnant of a passing Type 3 civilization waiting for our Type 0 civilization to become Type 1. And how long before we have an operating moon base capable of detecting such a monolith? Perhaps 100 years. So again, the generation now alive and our grandchildren are the most important generations ever to walk the surface of the Earth. We are the generations that will determine whether we make the transition from type 0 to type 1 or we destroy ourselves because of our arrogance and our weapons.
Yeah, that's some real arrogance there, Michio. I wouldn't believe too much of what he says. He's a theoretical physicist, and he's also a liar. So what do you do with that? Let's go to Joe, since we've just brought you on the line. What did you think about that?
Well, you know, I can't. His imagination is just out there. You know, it's great. But, you know, none of it's going to happen. Not going to happen in my lifetime. I don't think it's going to happen in most of our lifetimes. I mean, the people that are going to see it, if they even see it, not, like I said, I'm not putting any money on it. And anything, if anything, it's just a few select people that would get to enjoy that privilege.
Okay, but, hang on there. Let's go to Alan really quick. Alan, what did you think about his little type 1, type 2, type 3 kind of scenario?
Well, considering that this is how the technocracy is being brought in, being ruled by the people that they say are smart, you know, everything that he's talking is complete theory. You want to hear theory? That's all theory. Okay, none of that's provable. And if it was, actually, if you look at it, we've got things on this planet that are mostly green and brown that do use the energy of our sun to convert it over to energy to live. And that would be what the plant community that we think is a low form of life is actually apparently a higher form of life than we are, because we're not even to stage one yet, and they are already using the energy source directly to convert it over to energy and to make their living.
Joe. So he talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Madonna, and it based a truth that the culture of the world is going to be based out of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And you were part of Hollywood to a certain extent. We talked about sports earlier today, and you were involved in the sports shenanigans over at where were you?
I was with Fox Sports for 15 years. Before that, you know, I'd done a lot of production work, and I've been on film sets. So, you know, real quick on Micho, I mean, he's, you know, like I said, he's a genius, and I can't fault him for that. I kind of appreciate it because, you know, it spurs my imagination. But, you know, a lot of his theories, you know, like I said, we're like zero right now, and we're probably not even going to get into one. In fact, you know, we've got, so many different things aligned against us right now, all the cancers of the world. You know, we got Islam, which he mentioned, you know, the terrorism. They're not going to allow us to get into that. You know, we got the Democrats, the socialists, you know, the source, Clintons, you know, you name it. I mean, those are, you know, man-made. I mean, you're not even talking about the, you know, natural events, you know, maybe an EMP, you know, maybe a virus, a meteor, you know, you name it. I mean, it's all aligned against us. But,
well,
you know, credit.
So, Joe, when we say that all those things, you know, radical Islam is against us and nuclear weapons, yeah. One of the, well, traits of the globalist is to create problems which they're going to solve with their solutions. Yeah. And so, you know, we've created, you know, radicalized Islam. They're coming to kill you. Da, da, da. We got nukes and nuclear radiation. And what do we need? What do we need? We need global government. No, global government, right?
Oh, that comes after the good war. I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Well, that kills off people, right? Because as manufacturing goes up, you know, they don't need all of us useless eaters. So, I don't know. There's so many things in his little speech that, well, I'm very happy at where we are in 2017. When I first heard him utter the words that people that resisted things like global trade or global governance, or the fact that our technological growth was dependent on a global government. And I don't see that. I see that technological development is dependent upon individuals, right? And a single person that's trying to prove or disprove something, and we're making gains. Now, when we have all these governments trying to boss each other around, that works against it. Governments really should be, well, in my eyes, more nationalistic and taking care of their own backyard.
Agreed.
You know? And then we can actually make some move forward. So Michio Kaku, he sits there and does whatever, right, saying we have to follow along, we're the terrorists, but he's already, they seem to be losing at this point. This telephone system that they put out there, we're out here and we're talking about it, on it, utilizing this thing to squash their, well, their pipe dream. So I don't know. But the Fox News thing, you know, the Hollywood, it's seeing its decline right now. Its numbers is based on a lot of older folks, the younger folks, the millennials. They're disconnected. They don't give a crap, right? There might be a few of them, but they don't really get a lot of kids walking around watching football games on their little rectangles. That doesn't happen. Otherwise, Fox Sports app would be number one, because they're watching all their sports. They don't care. So this, okay. So you're out in Houston. You're in a bunker. Dave wishes he was in a bunker because he's 20 miles away from the Super Bowl, and they're playing a game, and they're going to sit there and shift reality one more time. You've done the Super Bowl thing from the back end, what's that production like usually?
Man, that is a detailed operation there, my friend. That's a missile launch, you know, in a deep underground missile base. You know, getting back to Michio real quick, you know, I do like his theory on robots. And, you know, that is plausible. You know, that is plausible. Now, I have a little inside connection, if you will. And, you know, I know, and we'll touch on Cooper here in a little bit. I know you guys already kind of started to, but, you know, everything that ties into what I did in the past, you know, I can see a little bit better now. You know, and as I'm going through my research and I'm looking at this, you know, I can say, I guess, things maybe other people don't have that perspective, you know. So hopefully I can bring a few things to the table. But, you know, I like that he mentioned Star Wars and that he threw in Star Trek, because those are a couple of my favorites as well. I wish he'd thrown in, you know, Swiss Family Robinson there, or Lost in Space. I always like that one, too. Yeah, you know, there's so many of them. And, I mean, they've always been feeding us this information, you know, like trying to trick us.
That was the culture that was given to us.
Yeah. I grew up in it.
I was immersed in it. That is my programming, right?
Oh, yeah. We watched Star Trek every night, catch Carson, you know, maybe some Benny Hill or something. I mean, I had a pretty diverse programming, you know, format myself as a kid. But now as I get a little bit older and I've seen all these things, you know, in real world, it's kind of, you know, disturbing.
Yeah, it's disturbing, folks. Republic of Texas Radio, feel free to call in. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this quick break.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're talking about, well, the reality manufacturers. Well, at least this time. And Joe Lawrence was just commenting about a clip that, well, Michael put together. And he sat there and he talked about everything that, well, some of us geeks actually grew up on. It was our cultural programming. And, yeah, Joe, you know, the Star Trek angle. You know, Star Trek came out in 1964, and its first episode was called Cage. And the guy Gene Roddenberry, he got this high-powered think tank guy to come in there, and he, you know, normally charged like $40,000 an hour for corporate customers and so forth, but they thought that his endeavor was that important that they went ahead and gave Gene Roddenberry all these thoughts so he could put it into what, your head, my head, anybody's head that watched Star Trek. It was incredible. Yeah. I don't know. What did you think, Joe? Where were you going?
I loved it, you know, but just before, you know, we got to the break, you know, Michio, I mean, it ties so closely into Kubrick, you know, and the film. And I think, you know, that's the crux of the matter here with this whole theory. You know, we know Michio's theories are going to die. You know, we'll never make it. So moving on to Stanley, you know, that guy, I mean, you know, I was able to catch an interview with him that came out in, he made it in 1999. And he, you know, they were probably under a gag order until, you know, to release until after he died. And it came out in December of 2015. And this is in his own words, And, you know, that's, to me, critical. You know, when you you can do your research and, you know, hear everybody else's story, but until you hear it from the horse's mouth, you know, oh, which is another good show. Mr. Ed was a fun one, too. And Gilligan's Island, don't forget about that one. But, you know, Kubrick, I think he took us all for a ride on this whole thing. And, you know, the theory of fake news, I mean, wow, this blows it out of the water. I mean, this is going to erase a lot of people's history, you know. I mean, it's not anything new. It's been out there for a while, but, I mean, you know, I don't think people really want to tune into it. You know, they don't want to hear it. They want to hear Madonna. They want to hear Schwarzenegger. You know, that's what they gravitate towards. You know, we're an aesthetic country. You know, we just believe on face value, and it's difficult sometimes. You know, when you pull back the curtain and see, you know, the great Oz behind there pulling the levers, and you finally figure out what the heck is going on.
A term, a philosophy, a practice called neuro-linguistic programming. And it's used quite frequently when you're talking to somebody about trying to get your thought across. You can actually bring up things that are soft and friendly and they like, and soften the blow that you want to get them. And they did that in Michio used that technique in there by talking about, well, a bunch of things that resonated with people, and he threw in things like global governance, and he told us we had to fight the terrorists, and we have to fight the nukes, right? But you created the terrorists, and you created the nukes. He forgets to tell you that. But Kukaku, or whatever the heck his name is, yeah, he's old. He's gone, right? His view. Everything's changing, but we're in a world that is sliding. It's sliding towards chaos. Texas independence, Joe, where do you stand on that?
Oh, any kind of independence, you know. Any kind of independence is good in my book.
Okay. That was the short segment, first hour.
That sounds good. I like that.
Well, hang on. That's Marcus Wright. He's playing our closing music, and we'll be right back, and we'll be continuing the same. Republic of Texas Radio.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.